Why are you asking the question? I'm not hosting.
I'll take your mic from you. How many people are on the waiting list?
For relationship, my mother and my father are looking for somebody that's late for me. We're back.
Why are you laughing, please? Yo, we are back. It's been how long? I think our last episode was in... We recorded that
middle of last year.
We dropped it in June, so... Yeah, we are back. It's back to the OG3. Mm-hmm. Where's Mike?
Charlie, he's on the mountains, you know.
He wants to be a monk.
He's taking some time to calm.
Clear his head.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mike, whenever you are ready,
thank you. Alright guys, so we are back again. Just like Sam said, back to the three OGs. And this is our first episode for 2024. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to talk about last year, what we learned, you know, the rebrand, and then also look at some recap. But to get started with that, we introduce a new session into our podcast called Stand Up, right? So one of us is going to share what we are working on, you know, just to give you a little bit, you know, dive into our life. So for today, we have the design Samuel Luti. Yeah. He's going to tell us what he's been working on in this 2024.
Thank you very much. This sounds very formal, but yeah, I mean, what am I working on? I think I'll pick it from what you guys are doing and the famous stuff I'm doing. I think, yeah, that's a good thing. Shout out to these two. But yeah, so I think that's the excuse I needed to start dropping framework tutorials. I've been thinking about it for a while, but yeah, hopefully it can keep going. Mm-hmm. I dropped one video. Hopefully by the time this video drops, I'll drop a few more on the Design Junkies channel. So yeah, just go subscribe and follow us. I think, yeah, that's one thing I'm excited about. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. The 9-to-5 one, I'm just going to leave it out of this. So it's
more of like a fun project. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I would say fun. It's still going to help us push the brand forward because I think we've been posting a lot more content.
Yeah.
But we've not really shown our design expertise. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is the year for that. This year we are different. We changed the logo and things all, but we'll come to that. You can see his video. The budget is different. Two cameras.
They can't see that, but
you sweat. I sweat. Two cameras.
Anyway, so
you sold our kidneys for this, but yeah, you guys subscribe or else you won't have money. But yeah, I mean, yeah, this the agenda is to push the brand forward and also yeah, just show people, talk more about design proper instead of just shooting the content.
Yeah,
I know you guys love the content, so we'll do a lot more of it this year too. But yeah, that's mainly it.
Well, funny story, right? You know why Henson and I started this whole thing. So he came around and then we're just talking and we're like, ah. Right now, more people know they post UI. It's just strictly UX stuff. Right now, everything makes straight on the Instagram or Twitter. There. So we're like, let's just take up this and then post UI, you know, every single day. When we started, it would look like, Charlie, this one be some long thing. And I think we scheduled it for 9 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
So 9 a.m., we just jump on the call, design it. And funny thing, like, a lot of people, they jump on.
Yeah, true.
Like, not just some.
Yeah.
I mean, the Flutter developers.
Yeah.
Even on this thing, my WhatsApp people text me like, yo, send me this, make a call, and it's something very nice. And one thing we also took in mind was we wanted to push the design up. So if you watch most of the designs, was this the way they put
our brand there? Yeah.
Because we want to push the brand forward. Like Sam was saying, this year, that's what we are looking at doing more. All right. Let's dive right into today's topic. New Year resolutions. Mm-hmm. Everybody, they go talk, right? Let's take a look at last year, what we did, and some of the things we learned. So, listen. How was last year for you, you know, the Design Junkies? What were some of the key things you pick up from that year and what we are looking at changing this year?
Yeah, so for me, it was the highlight of the year was the content. Mm-hmm. When we switched from our episode type of shooting, right? Mm-hmm. And even it was mainly focused on just audio.
Yeah.
So the fact that now you transitioned into the video YouTube phase and we coming up with content, ideating and all that. That was like the highlight for me, for the Design Junkies. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the challenges were pretty much like there, especially when we started the videos, because that was like our first time delving into it. But then looking at the number of videos we shot that year, I think it was close to 5, mm-hmm. right? Because we did Q&A, the initial one, then we started with the Spotlight series, Hot Seat, and even the Hot Sauce. Yeah, yes, Yes. Hopefully we'll try that
no,
this year.
No, I'm not doing it.
A different sense.
I'm not going to do it. We are going to make somebody's life.
I think I'm going to do it.
That's almost that.
No, no, no. But me, I'm not doing it again.
No, nobody should try that thing.
No, no, no. Why would you say that? So it's a series you are planning on.
It's very good.
If you want to join that series, just send us a DM. We'll organize one. So you guys will shoot. But then, yeah, hot sauce. That's hot sauce.
As this is what I told you. Me, I'm out. This is like...
No, as a matter of fact, any of the series we have, the spotlights, the hot seats, the hot ones, or hot sauce, before they come in, copywriters. The hot sauce, if you want to jump on any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hit us up.
Yeah, so that's primarily it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there one particular, in terms of content, was there one particular one that stood out for you? I mean, we did the podcast and then transitioned into the whole video thing. Was there one particular one that stood out for you that you think, okay, this actually pushed the brand?
I think it was when we started doing the videos and we started talking more about what we do personally. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was the switch for us. And also it helped because now people can actually put faces to their voice.
To the voice, it's true.
Yeah, so that was...
Which of the YouTube videos would you pick?
I think the hot sauce.
Hey, Charlie. Anyway, I'll come back to you. I'll do the same question to you. What were the lessons? No. What the lessons you learned? You know, some challenges. Because I know as we started the YouTube video, the very first one, I remember we closed very, very late.
Yeah.
Very, very late. Because that was like the very first time. So a lot of things to the point that our editor even lost. You know, our editor even lost.
Shout out to Jason.
But yeah, he's been amazing work if you see the videos. Yeah. So we had to shoot that same video. Yeah, again, man. Yeah.
All good. So that was the hot seat one.
Yeah,
we had to reshoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, Charlie, the lessons, keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what I learned last year. Like, you have to shorten the time from idea to execution. Like, shorten it as much as possible. Hey.
As much as possible. Don't cut it out. As much. Hey, no. As much as.
Hey.
As much as possible.
Hey. As much as possible, right? So, yeah, I think that's what helped us a lot. Because once we get an idea for something, we don't hesitate. We just go straight for it.
Yeah.
For example, the junkyard. Like, right. The time from idea to execution. I can say it because, it took like 7 hours. Mm-hmm. From getting the idea to initial MVP.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Junkyard is coming back, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing a lot of work on there. But yeah, I think that's... And also, dedication, commitment, understanding the entire goal of what we are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And growing the team. Because we were 4 last year.
Yeah.
Now we are 11.
11.
Shout out to Mr. Carl. That's the guy behind the camera. Well, not behind, but he's on set.
Yeah.
And every other person... I can mention their names. Glory, we have Irene, we have Macbeth, Benjamin, Kelvin, Bright.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody? And then us, Mike. Yeah, the China guy. Yeah, so I mean, we've grown, and I think, we just have to keep pushing, keep doing what we do. We'll figure things out as we are going. That's the most important thing. And what's the other question?
Yeah, for you personally, I think last year we did a collaboration with UDC, right? You had a presentation
trip.
Yeah.
For the brand, what do you think that collaboration did for us? Do you think it pushed us a little bit?
Yeah, it certainly did. I think we got a lot more reach in
Nigeria. True.
Yeah. So it certainly did. And we were able to partner with them. So at least our logo showed there. But now, I think UDC will happen again. I spoke with James on Twitter. Yeah, I think they have some big plans. So we'll see how it happens. But yeah, it certainly did. I got to speak there, like you said.
Yeah.
And I got to push the Design Jackies. I think I was speaking to this person. I was like, I wasn't joking at all with the Design Jackies because chance I mentioned
it.
So it certainly did. And we also partnered with Friends of Figma, Accra, to host an event. Well, no. Yeah, they hosted an event. We partnered and we spoke. That was our very first
public
appearance. So yeah. And this year,
I was even going to talk about that.
We have...
We'll get to that point.
Okay, we have another collaboration with them, but we'll get to that point.
But I think this is one thing we'll be looking at doing more is more collaboration. So if you're watching this, where you get any idea...
Omado, any podcast, any call us, will come.
Just
if it's an event, call us, will come.
If all four, or I mean, right now the three, but including Mike, can come, one of us, two, three...
Imagine Mike is here. Put my key.
We'll draw up sketch. But yeah, this year we are looking at collaborating more with other brands and all that. Design, develop, whatever.
Because we have a lot of like touch points, right? Yeah. So it's not just a podcast now. We have a lot of YouTube content. We have Junkyard.
Yeah.
We have the events that we'll speak on later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many things that we probably will not be able to go into now, but yeah, this year will be massive.
Okay. So, I mean, I asked Insane about which of the videos...
But what's your take?
No, answer the last question.
Which one?
Which of the videos do you think, out of the YouTube videos we shot last year, which one would you pick?
Okay, so I think looking at the stats, the one that pushed us a lot was the hot seat.
Yeah,
because we got a lot of engagement.
Agenda.
Yeah, I said got a lot of engagements on there. But I think my favorite one would be the hot sauce because it was very different from anything.
Yeah,
I think that's what we sought to do with the YouTube content we were trying to do. Because we didn't want to just do the normal sit in front of a camera, talk about design, how to interview, like all those boring stuff.
Yeah.
We will still teach design, but it has to be interesting. So you can sit and watch, entertain, but still learn.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the hot sauce, that's what I'll pick.
Okay. The one that you vomited. For me, the lesson I learned last year was similar to Sam. That's execution, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not now that something come up, you come to overthink it. And almost everything we did last year, most of it, it just comes up, we just go for it. Like this hot sauce. I think that day we shot the hot sauce and then the
hot seat.
Yeah. That hot seat, people really put me on. Hey.
Yeah.
See,
because then you did plan.
I'm not gonna lie, I sweat. And the idea behind that whole thing was we're just going to have, you know, vacation, relax.
Yeah.
Charlie, then I did go try stream, but I love my life, so I didn't attempt that. But then someone was like, "Yo, make you try this." I think he just brought the hot sauce thing up. Like, okay, sure. He ordered it, and sometimes I'm like, "This guy is crazy," because like you don't know where this they go, but. When you are done, you realize, okay, nah, this thing actually didn't make sense. Because if now you can't think about time, you'll never do it.
Yeah, true.
Because even if looking at the way the podcast starts, it's just by reaching out to two people and say, yo, this is what I want to start. Make we just start.
Hey, speaking of that, where's the neon sign?
Insert neon sign. Don't worry, it's probably we'll insert it there. And I think at that time, we didn't have like the whole equipment we have now, but we just started to record. The sound was bad. Everything. But we're still recording. And I feel like that's one thing that has really gotten us to this point, just executing, not looking out. And right now, like Sam was saying, two cameras, the what to talk
high keep, budgets,
kidneys,
high budgets.
So
with the blue though, so
I know the blue some more.
Go find me.
But yeah, the execution part is very, very important. And for the YouTube videos, I will pick. I want to pick the horses, but you probably really put me on that one. But I think that was my favorite one because I got the chance to disturb all of you. And if you look at the comments, and one thing I like was the way the releasing was arranged. You understand?
Yeah, I intentionally did that.
I worry everybody, so that's my own comment. Because that everybody they prepare for.
Everybody they expect.
One comment, somebody was like, hey, so this is what is it? Is it true? With their own. For me, I think that one was really my pick. And like Henson was saying, the YouTube video gave people like a dive into our lives, our personal lives. He said, okay, these people, it's not just about design and all that, they are fun people and all that.
Yeah.
Speaking on that, I just remember the funny comment somebody left about the glues.
Shout out to that guy.
If you're watching this, you'll be laughing.
Yeah, shout out to that guy.
Some rich kids.
Yeah.
We'll get to that comment for you to display there.
You see, you call me rich kid.
Do this hustler. So yeah, for me, I think that was like top. So I think we did amazing things last year. Right?
Yeah,
we did amazing things last year. And we are looking at doing more this year. I mean, it's 2024, new year, new us. You know, how people say new year resolutions. And for us, we are not ending it in January. Yeah, course are until December, I understand. So what's 2024 looking like for the design junkies? Who would like to come?
Yeah, so I think Sam touched on that one a bit where we actually did a rebrand. So if you look at what we have now, that's like part of the whole rebrand. And the purpose of the rebrand was we wanted to move away from the fact that the Design Junkies is known for just the podcast.
Right.
Okay. So that was the main like idea behind why we needed the rebrand.
Call it a brand refresh.
Brand refresh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we decided to... Now we have the Design Junkies, like big brand, right? And we have other brands too beneath it, like under it. where we focus on, we have events, products, and also services too. So we are looking at also providing design services in the industry, in the design space.
Yeah, and hopefully development as well. Some starts there, free marketing.
You get.
So we'll put everything for you top.
And also we look at like events to partner with like other brands too. So this year we are looking forward to partnering with
Friends of other person. See me, that party really need me.
Any brand.
What's man?
That's interested in.
We can always like some things. We can always fit design.
Even hot sauce, you made a design.
So this year there will be a lot more from us as a brand, the Design Junkies. You will not be seeing just the podcast. You know, I mean, I'm hitting on the podcast because most of the time people just say the Design Junkies podcast, right? Yeah. But now you know that it's Junkie Talks, not the Design Junkies podcast.
Yeah. But we'll still deliver the podcast. My mind no change, right?
Now, every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Every week.
We'll still be delivering. Hold us to it.
And this time around, it's not just audio. Audio, video, good quality. See? Repeating the fact. Kidneys, nothing.
So that kidneys for this.
So we are bringing you, high quality content this time around in terms of the podcast and also videos. Amazing. And I think one thing you touched on is the collaboration with Friends of Figma.
Yeah, that's event.
We've already started planning for that. Yeah. We'll let you know the date and all that. It's going to be... All right, Sam, is there something you'd like to add to that? I mean, what's the 2024 looking like for the Design Junkies? You can speak on the brand refresh as well.
Yeah, just like Jeffrey said, a lot of people knew us for the podcast, which is fine because that's how we started. But yeah, I mean, things have changed. I mean, aside the kidneys that you are seeing, things have changed. So there'll be a lot more. The podcast is just going to be one facet of it. The events side, that's personally one thing I'm looking forward to a lot. We are still in the very early phases. I think Jeffrey and Regan met with the FOF guys to plan. So hopefully it will happen, say Q2 this year. But just keep an eye out. It's definitely something that's going to happen, and hopefully we can have it in the coming years as well. And yeah, just like Jeffrey mentioned, a brand refresh, new direction. We wanted to separate ourselves. So you can see it as Facebook's parent company changing its name to Meta. Right? Because it's not just about Facebook, we have other brands. So it's similar to that. So the other sub-brands under the Design Junkies, events, design studio,
the Junkie Yard.
Yeah, and hopefully other products can come up. And yeah, okay. A lot more.
So right now, if you pick Design Junkies, right, there's Junkie Talks, which is the podcast. So that's the new name right now.
Yeah, Junkie Talks. Junkie Talks. That's the name for the podcast. Yeah.
There was supposed to be a neon light here, but...
Yeah, and the reason for the Junkie Talks name is just so we don't limit ourselves to just design. We can speak on anything that's happening within the tech space. Of course, the main conversations will be centered around design, but we'll not limit ourselves to just design.
Product design.
Product design, yes. Product design.
Yeah. Okay, then there's Junkyard. Then there's... what was the other thing?
The other two, not yet, okay. But yeah. We basically have sub-brands that handle studio, design studio, and... Yeah.
Make you put putting on course before we replace the kidneys.
Yeah, so we need money.
All right. So I think you guys have touched on the collaborations, the events you're looking at, and the content. Now, last year, one thing personally I think we didn't do was audience involvement, right? We didn't involve our audience a lot. Now, this year, I think we started speaking on that. Some of the content we get on our people involved. Yeah. So if you are listening to us, like Sam said, Charlie, this is just, we are just having a conversation. You're a designer, developer, product manager. What else? Whatever you do, videographer. You can just set us up. You have an idea. We can collaborate, shoot something up. So this year, that's one thing we are looking at. And most of the content that will be coming up on our page will involve the audience, right? Yeah. It will not be just... You go like adding it.
Shout out to Philip. He wants you on the podcast.
Yeah, you for come.
Right, yeah. One of our ardent listeners.
He's doing an amazing.
Mr. Jeffrey.
Yeah, so I was saying that the community building is needed. I mean, that's the reason why we also put out volunteering, especially for social media management and community management. Also, if you are interested in volunteering for us, there's still
Jason.
open roles.
Yes,
for
Jason. He's taking a lot of our money.
So yeah, Charlie, we are doing more collaborations like this year, and for our space especially, that was something that wasn't really like spoken about. I mean, we do talk about it, but hardly do you see creatives coming together to like collaborate on projects. So this year as a brand, that's one thing we are also trying to do, collaborate more. And yeah, hopefully we'll bring more like educational bits, entertaining bits to like the space you can learn more from. So yeah, that's what
we're doing. Yeah, and speaking on the collaboration, I think we've started on, I mean, collaborating to maybe host an event, content and all that. It can be on a project. It can be maybe build a product or something. Like,
yeah,
we just the push one about it this year and stuff. So any idea you have, right? Now let's just take a few steps back to the rebrand. I think when we posted the video, it really catch eye for Twitter, for Instagram. Yesterday, if I saw one design agency, we posted. Now, just, I mean, three of us, what one element in the brand refresh do you think stood out for you?
Yeah.
Charlie, look in the camera.
Yeah, someone.
Close your eye.
I mean, yeah, first of all, shout out to JK and Zio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did amazing work on the brand refresh. I don't say me, I stress them. I stress them a lot. Yeah, but it's all for the greater good. Allow me. If my brand is at stake, then Charlie. Shout out to them. They did amazing work for their brand. I think my favorite part has to be the storytelling or the story behind the logo, especially the mark. Yeah, that was something we went a lot of, there was a lot of back and forth on, but I'm glad it turned out well. So yeah, I think that's my favorite bit. And is it the announcement video?
Yeah,
who's for there?
I like, want to use stress, Adam.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll stress you, but it's for the greater good. Yeah. I don't mean anything anyhow, but it's for the greater good.
It's understandable.
We need to hold our brand down. But yeah, I mean, they did amazing work. So for me, my favorite part is the mark, the story behind the logo. Mm-hmm. It's not just a random logo with some shapes in there. It's like there's a deeper story to it, and that's what we wanted. So we were able to execute. So yeah, shout out to these guys.
All right, let's dance it. We got you, Paul.
It's like I'm on the same this one, like you as Sam. Me, my favorite part would be the launch video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that part, like Zil bust my brain on that one. Yeah, because you remember the call, it was just we picturing how things go day. So it wasn't really solid idea on the execution. But then he was like, yeah, he gets what we want to do. And he just did that. I mean, the only change was some few petty,
some
but
some in this thing that in the one.
Yeah.
What did they call us?
The SpongeBob.
The tunnel one.
I mean, you spent a lot of time on
the channel.
So, I mean, I think the part you spent a lot of time was the SpongeBob meme and the effect on that, the transition to the tunnel.
I think there was that movie.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, so yeah, that would be my favorite part. I mean, everyone loves the process.
Oh yeah.
Everyone loves the process. The when you are starting out from scratch, everyone loves it. But then the one that stood out for me was the launch video. And also with the guidelines to JK did well with that too. Because now if you are not even in the company and we send you the brand guidelines,
you get to see everything.
You get to see how
very, very detailed.
Very solid. And Opener to put it on our website too. So now you can view the brand guidelines on our website, Design Junkies website. So yeah, that was one thing that stood out.
We'll get Mike's take, but I think I'll agree with you guys. Personally, the logo, the story behind it, because if you are reading it, it's just like Sam said, it's not just some random shapes with the guy put together.
Yeah,
there's a deeper meaning to it. And also the promo that video there, the guy delivered. Like that he really delivered. Like, so I agree with that. All right, let's just come back to Junkie Talks, right? Then we'll just get a little bit personal and then we'll wrap up for...
Personal for what?
Don't worry, you'll hear. Back to Junkie Talks. I mean, this podcast, we go release them every week, right?
Yeah.
Are there particular topics or maybe new structures in place? Because, I mean, for the people watching, they saw something new, stand up, where this guy was saying what he was working on. He didn't say anything. I don't even mind. He doesn't want to talk about the work that's giving him money, but okay.
So, one thing we are also looking forward to this year is bringing more guests on. So, it wouldn't be just the three or four of us talking. We would have like experts, people that are really like doing well in the industry. And I like the fact that we also did the rebrand, mm-hmm. because then we are not focusing on just product design. Do you get it? We are moving like towards more like the tech space as a whole. So be it product management, graphic design, motion design, content writing, right? That's what we are trying to do this year. I don't know if that answers your question.
So I'll let them answer the second part, which is the other strikers before they like the stand up. I know there are three other ones. So can you touch on those?
Yeah, I'll touch on those. I think so. The segments.
Yeah.
That's the right word.
Yeah.
So the segments, we have stand up, mm-hmm. where one of us will just speak on the things we are working on, either at work, on the side, whatever. Mm-hmm. We have a main podcast. Like segments where we talk about a specific topic. Mm-hmm. We have What's Trending, where we speak on things that are trending, basically.
Yeah.
Online, Twitter, Instagram. Things that trend on Instagram. then we have the question of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll speak on a topic. So yeah, on that note, you guys can just send in any questions you have and we'll pick it up and speak on question of the day. We probably will have another segment, which is like a design review. So if you have any designs you want us to review, yeah, we can do that. And yeah, just send them the designs. In the description, there will be a link for you to fill it out.
Yeah.
The English, because it's...
Continue. What's that?
There will be a form for you to fill out and submit your designs or anything you want us to review. So yeah, just watch out for that. And yeah, for the guests, I think... Yeah, Henson touched on them, but there's one guest. We'll have a few guests.
Yeah.
But one that I'm particularly excited for is Eugene. He's based in the Netherlands. He works for Schiphol. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, but he works for the Amsterdam Netherlands Dutch Airport. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have him on. You see him here at some point. Yeah, I'm very excited for that because we've been talking about it for like over a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad it finally happened. Yeah, we have, I think, Nabel, she's on Twitter. I think she's based in Indonesia right now. And
shall we can't stop talking? No.
I forgot one of the other ones.
You don't have to.
I'm just teasing them.
Yeah.
So just expect those. And if you need, like, want us to host or have a session with any of your favorite designers, developers, right now we are global.
Yeah.
So motion guys. Just
anybody
comment and then we'll reach out to them. But yeah, I think that's about it.
All right, I think that's like solid plan for the year.
what do you think? Like,
in terms of the junkie thing, you have touched on everything, but I think looking at the guests, the number of guests we had last year, I think we just had two, right? Or is it one?
Last year, it was just one.
Really?
Ozenwa.
Just Ozenwa. No, and I think that it didn't really.
That was the previous season.
The previous season.
Yeah. Okay. I think he didn't really do much, but at least he gave us a little bit tap into his, you know, his Twitter audience and all that. And I think that's one good thing about, you know, the collaboration. Because like you're saying, if we're able to collaborate, or we will with Eugene and all that, we get to reach, you know, another number of, you know, audience and all that. So this year, looking at the podcast, the Junkie Talks, that's an amazing thing. And I think there's, like, he was trying to do this lineup in terms of the guests, but... We'll bring out that later on. So that's 2024. That's what the Design Junkies is looking at and all that. If people would like add anything,
you would like some flying.
Somebody they worry you.
I don't know.
You would like add anything. Is there anything you'd like to add? It doesn't have to just be about the Design Junkies. Anything. I mean, New Year resolution. Definitely have a personal one.
Yeah, so this year it'd be No degree for anybody,
yeah.
Right?
Have you seen the video with the guy said?
No, lying, but we agreed.
We all agreed.
No degree for anybody. So if you have an idea, just go to the execution. Don't stress about like how you will go about it. Just if you have it, just start working towards it. And that's something we are trying to do this year. Mm-hmm. So you've noticed that we've started with the UI challenge. Sam is working on the tutorial videos. We are also doing like behind the scenes contents and all that. So this year it's more on the execution part. Last year I said execution, but then when it got to the latter part, Charlie, my steam died.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, some Mike be the entire. See, please pray for him.
He's on the pray for him. He's sitting right here. Pray for him.
Add it to your prayers. But yeah. Personally, as Jeffrey Hinson, right?
Yeah.
Is this something you're looking at doing this year apart from the design junkie?
Agenda, come on, this guy.
Oh yeah. people want to hear.
So aside the content creation, I'm planning on pushing assurance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's like a platform to help average Ghanaians get like affordable rentals. And that's like a tricky problem because we know the situation over here. So hopefully this year we get to push out the being one.
Okay.
Right. And yeah, we'll take it from there. So that's probably one of the things aside what we are doing and the content creation.
For you, it's two things. The design, your personal content creation, if I should put, and then the products you're bringing up.
Yes. Mr. That's what I'm looking
Mr. Sam, don't tell me a fan project. We want to know you.
Want to know me? Yeah.
Let's connect. But for you, I mean, aside, I know for you, the design junkie is like one of the main focus, but let's take that out. What other things are you looking at doing this year?
See, I want to get married though, so thank you.
Hey! Charlie, I didn't want any episode here, because are you even talking to any girl?
You said you want to know me, sir. Yes, I want to get married this year.
Okay.
And they wear rings. So it's just a matter of me moving one to here.
And then giving her one.
So if you have, send your applications.
You are calling for application.
I know you're sending applications.
People, do you see, he's calling for application for marriage.
Just like you said, me, my topmost priority, the design junkies. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I think about.
No troubles this year.
Travel, we'll go see. I haven't thought about it, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it'll not be planned. It's in traveling, it'll not be planned.
Yeah, if it happens, we'll see.
Mm, okay.
But yeah, the design junkies, topmost priority. You have to execute on everything you think about. So yeah, everything personal, well, like in terms of like fun projects, it's always tied to the design junkies.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to push more on the Framer side, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm very scared of Framer. I just realized it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Shout out to Framer. Yeah, they made left a comment.
Yeah, and you followed, right?
Yeah, followed us on Twitter. I realized I'm very scared of Framer, so I just have to teach. And I also restarted, I think this was late last year.
Mm-hmm.
My mentorship, I went on a long break, but I decided to just come back.
Okay.
So you can find me on ADP list. Just let's connect. Let's
I will book here.
So I think those are majorly the design junkies, just push out on Framer stuff, mentorship. And yeah, me, the way I am, if you ask me right now, I wouldn't know. If it comes, I'll just do it.
Nobody won't rest this year like the way Mike did, because nobody touched on. We all know Mike did. He really take. I mean, hopefully he's resting.
It will work, it will last.
Well, for me, I think the design junkies and the content creation, those are like the main two things. For the content creation, they are started at that. Yeah. The settings. You really need.
Influencer.
You really need. Some guy texted me. This is one of my videos. There's some PlayStation this thing. Texted me asking me to get PlayStation. I said, man of God, that's it. They see there just before. He said, hey.
You leave my sets.
We are rage up. But I think that's one thing. I mean, those two things, the design junkies and the content creation. And then for the content, not just on Instagram, but also on YouTube, I've been speaking with Hinson. I think I even spoke to you about that as well. So yeah, for me, that's what the personal side is looking at. For relationship, we'll talk about that on another episode of the
Nobody mentioned it.
I just
speak on it.
I said we'll talk about that on another
episode. Nobody mentioned it. You all brought it, so speak on it.
Yeah, for
relationship. The girls know how many are in the waitlist.
For relationship, man of God, why are you asking me a question? I'm the one hosting.
I'll take my phone. How many people are on the waitlist?
For relationship, my mother and my father are looking for somebody in the village for me. So we'll look at that. All right, guys. So this is 2024. And we didn't wish them Happy New Year. I don't know if this will come out in January, but if it comes out, Happy New Year. Please wish them Happy New Year. It's my first.
I think you made a post on
Instagram. Just say it.
Happy New Year. Look confetti.
Happy New Year to you. And this year, we are looking at getting you guys involved. Oh, I don't know if Sam will allow or if Hinson will allow, but... let me talk here.
What did they put me on?
I'm here for agenda. But hopefully this year, we'll get some of the...
Our
listeners.
We want you
on the show.
And yeah, I think we have a WhatsApp community. It's not really,
yeah, not really
we created the channel, yeah, but we've not really pushed it. So maybe I think in the description somewhere will be there. So you can just join the community, you get all the new updates. You want to get to know our people.
Yeah.
I think the only person we really know
right now
is Philip. And I know for sure there are a lot more people. Yeah. So yeah, just connect with us. You want to build our community and yeah, just do things with you. So.
Alright. 2024. Yeah.
So finish. I mean, we don't finish for 2024, but
yeah, I mean, new year episode, whatever you want to call it. We'll see you guys in the next one.
You see guys.
You guys.
That's what
you comment down. We'll see you guys. That's what you're in the next one. I need a sound. Bye.